KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear sky, and it's 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of frost this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today and a high around 69. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, police in Atlantic Sunday afternoon identified a man who was struck by a car while crossing the street Saturday evening. Authorities said 33-year-old John Wegner of Atlantic was crossing 7th Street, or Highway 6, if you will, at the intersection with Poplar Street when he was struck by a southbound Mazda 6 driven by John McIntaffer of Atlantic. The accident happened around 7:10 p.m. as Wegner was walking southbound across 7th Street, and McIntaffer was turning left from southbound Poplar onto eastbound 7th. Earlier, authorities had told KJAN News that Wegner's injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. He was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. McIntaffer was cited for failure to yield to a pedestrian within an intersection. A passenger in an SUV was injured during a collision Sunday evening in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 11-year-old Kylie Jolene Steinman of Red Oak complained of back pain and was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by a private vehicle. The collision happened at around 6:10 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. When a 2001 Chevy pickup driven by 16-year-old Lucas Daniel Moore of Emerson struck the rear passenger door on a 2007 Hyundai Tucson driven by 37-year-old Mindy Lynn Ribe of Red Oak. The accident occurred when Moore's foot slipped off the brake as he was approaching the intersection from Highway 34, and Ribe was traveling north on Highway 48 with the right-of-way. Moore was cited for failure to obey a stop sign or yield the right-of-way. A Nebraska man was arrested on a drug charge following a traffic stop at around 2:30 a.m. today in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office reports 21-year-old Rasheen Fahim Barzay of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested at the intersection of Highways 34 and 71 on a charge of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. Barzay was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies were assisted by the Adams County Sheriff's Office and Montgomery County K-9 unit in conducting that arrest. A traffic stop west of Red Oak Saturday night resulted in a man being arrested for driving while allegedly intoxicated. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, a 26-year-old Jorge Villatoro of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested at around 7:50 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and E Avenue. Villatoro was charged with OWI first offense and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in the news, members of Atlantic Parks and Rec Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall during a regular monthly session. Action items and or new business on their agenda include that which pertains to the Schulberg Recreation Area Development Project. That'll be an update. Schulberg East Side Playground Approval, Schulberg Committee Update, Lake 3 Stabilization Update, and Approval for Trail Replacement. Sports Complex Planning, an update there, and Cedar Park Shelter, approval for electrical outlets, along with a review of public gardens, a rough concept plan. In his report to the board, Director Seth Stasselm is expected to announce the park restroom will be closing this Wednesday, October 18th, and the winterizing of fountains will begin this week as well. He'll also discuss 10-year planning that begins this winter, internship for summer of 2018, and campground hydrant preparations. That meeting begins at 5:15 at City Hall. And at least four area school district boards of education are set to hold their regular monthly meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the central office. The board will receive an update on the facilities project from KPE Architects and Estes Construction. They're also expected to discuss and act on girls' basketball practice procedures, backpack restrictions, and a resolution authorizing the voter-approved issuance of slightly more than $9.7 million in general obligation bonds and the levying of taxes to pay for those bonds. The CAM School Board will gather at 6:30 p.m. at the High School Media Center. They're set to act on any resignations and contracts, approval of a contract with UNI, the University of Northern Iowa, to host student teachers, and they'll consider a request to purchase weight room equipment. Up at Audubon, the school board meeting begins there at 7 o'clock in the high school boardroom. Action items on their agenda include discussion of a policy pertaining to foreign students, approval of mid-year graduates, and the first reading of employee, as well as wellness policies. And finally, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District, the board will gather at 7 o'clock in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. New business includes discussion with regard to superintendent sharing, facility planning update, approval of a contract with KPE Architects, and a proposal from RL Craft with regard to roof repairs. along with a lighting upgrade for the Exira building and early graduation requirements. The Exira EHK board will also act on approving personnel transfers and resignations. Also, a persistent shortage of substitute teachers is creating challenges for Nebraska and Iowa school districts, and lawmakers who want to address the issue are still trying to pinpoint a solution. Lawmakers from both states say the problem is most severe in rural districts. In Nebraska, senators convened a hearing last month to look for ways to minimize the time regular teachers spend out of the classroom. The shortage is driven by a combination of trends, including mandatory teacher training during the school week and family leave policies that allow regular teachers to take off as much as 12 weeks at a time. Iowa and Nebraska's low unemployment rates play a role because fewer workers must settle for part-time jobs. In the funeral announcements this morning, Ruth L. Steffen, age 88, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Ruth Steffen will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janice Waltz, age 78, of Portsmouth, died Friday at her home. A mass of Christian burial for Janice Waltz will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Clifford Barrett, age 81, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Clifford Barrett will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Also, Delbert Reakin, age 97, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Delbert Reakin will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reakin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Mildred Glenn, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Mildred Glenn will be held in the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut, beginning at 11:15 a.m. Wednesday. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Aura Wall, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A memorial service for Aura Wall will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. And Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Per his wishes, cremation for Ben Flathers has taken place, and there will be a private family memorial service held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.